Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Hello and good morning. This is Gia. I'm filling in for my mother, Tammy Adams. And today we are going to be talking about what is a twin flame? And I wanted to start off with talking about what the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate is. What a soulmate is, well, the person that you're supposed to be with from the beginning of time to the end. And you only have one soulmate throughout every lifetime. But what a twin flame is somebody that you could, it's like a substitute soulmate almost, not really. Like, it's someone that fills in the space of time before you meet your soulmate. It's somebody that is, well, your other flame to yourself. Like, the second you, almost. And do people ever get married to their twin flame? Yes. Do you have to be with your twin flame? No. Because, I mean, you're supposed to be with your soulmate, but you're able to be with your twin flame. Soulmate, I would be more like, okay, be with your soulmate, because that's who you're supposed to be with, but when you're with your twin flame, you can sometimes feel like it is your soulmate, so you get confused, because the energies feel so much alike, the electricity between the two are pretty much the same with your feelings, but you'll still feel that little missing part when you're with your twin flame. You'll feel like something's not right, like something's not there. Like when you're cooking food and you're like, there's an extra ingredient that you need. And are twin flames important? Yes, they are very important. They help clear out karmic energy from the past and help you heal and just be 100% ready and good for what you need to be doing in life. Help you get to your true purpose. They help you be cleansed out from any of the negativity. They help you with all kinds of things that are negative, and they help just make you feel more like you're meant. They help you like how your friends help you, you know, in a bad situation. They help you feel like you're not alone. Like, you have that extra positive energy that, well, the flame to burn out negativity, pretty much. That's what they are. They help you get rid of all of it, anything bad, and get ready for your soulmate, or get ready for what you need to be doing with your true purpose. And if you're ever wondering, you know, does a twin flame need to be an intimate relationship when you find your twin flame? No, it does not need to be an intimate relationship. It can be just somebody that's your friend, or, you know, there's somebody that you know. And your twin flame can even help you find your soulmate. It could help you with anything, you know, like be your best friend throughout life, help you with any problems within an intimate relationship that you are in at the moment, or with anybody that you just broke up with, get rid of that negativity and get rid of all the pain from the past within this lifetime, or help you with, you know, getting into a new relationship with your soulmate, you know, all kinds of things that, you know, your best friend would do, or help you, like what your mom or your brother, it could be your absolute best friend throughout lifetime. It doesn't have to be your, like, partner in life. It could just be your friend in life. Do twin flames repeat in lifetime? Yes. Your twin flame repeats throughout every lifetime. Like, just like a soulmate, it's every lifetime. It doesn't matter. They may be a different person, but they're the same twin flame. You know, of course it's a different person because it's a different lifetime, but it's throughout every single lifetime. Doesn't matter. Just like how you're the same person throughout every lifetime, it's gonna be there throughout life. And our twin flames can twin flames be a child or a family member? Yes, a twin flame can be a child or a family member. That's not very often, it's very rare, but it can happen. It's a possibility. Because, like I said, they're not always an intimate relationship. They can be somebody that's just there to help you with everything throughout life. Like, if it's a child, it's because you have karmic energy within your past childhood or something like that. If it's like a brother or your mom or dad, sister, cousin, aunt, there's reasons of who they are, because it's about helping you heal and helping you be who you need to be. A twin flame is someone that helps you be your true 100% self, somebody that's there to make you feel, make you be the person who you need to be, the person who you're afraid to be. What about karma and twin flames? Well, there is actually karmic energy from past twin flames within past lives. There's only one twin flame within lifetimes. And there's karmic energy sometimes from your past twin flames. So when you meet the new one within this lifetime, they're coming to help you, you know, get rid of it and redo. They're like a fresh new start. They're here to be the better, well, not be the better half, but be, help you be the better half, help you get rid of the karmic energy, help you make for sure that everything within the past life is clean and cleansed and all good. And well, I hear commercial coming up pretty soon, but as soon as the commercial is over, we can talk about
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi. My co-host actually just walked in, and she wanted to say something about twin flames. What did you want to talk about? And her name is Michelle.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. So what I kind of wanted to add to the show is I wanted to talk a little bit about, do twin flames repeat in lifetimes? The answer to that is yes. You do ultimately get to see them to repeat inside your lifetimes a few times. Not all the times, but usually, yes, you do. And usually within that, it's just basically you going through lessons throughout life. These twin flames are not, don't look at them as like mistake relationships, because they're not. They're meant to happen. These twin flames are actually people that prep you to be ready to meet that soulmate. Because like you were hearing earlier on, twin flame relationships, yes, you can end up with that, but you do end up with your soulmate in the end, usually. But it does show to me that, yes, you do repeat them within your lifetimes. That is normal to happen. Another thing I wanted to talk about is, if you were ever wondering, will you be happy if you heal from the past relationships within twin flames? Yes, you'll definitely be happy. These twin flame relationships, like I said earlier on, they get you ready to meet that soulmate. They get you ready to be prepped for that person. So you do heal from it, and you learn from it too. They're basically like learning lessons. So like I said before, don't view it as a mistake. You're actually getting better. You're actually building your strength to be more positive, more open, more, you know, balanced. That's what basically twin flame relationships do. Are twin flames important? Yes, of course, they are important. They are something that you have to experience throughout life because, of course, it heals you. It heals the karma. It heals the imbalances that you feel throughout life. So then you can be strong and you can be confident when it comes towards meeting that right person inside your life, your soulmate. So then you're confident with that person, so you don't feel any kind of hesitancy with them.
Thank you. That was actually beautiful what she said, because it's 100% right. Are twin flames always the same gender? No, they are not always the same gender. Sometimes they could be the opposite. They could, it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, if it is to be like an intimate relationship, I mean, of course it's going to be to the gender of what you're supposed, you know, what you choose. Not like, okay, so say that you're into like the same gender. Okay, of course this lifetime it's going to be sent down to what you're into, not to what, you know, you don't like. It's from the beginning to the end. It's already set up. Your guardian angels know what you're supposed to be doing within this lifetime. They know what's going to happen. And I mean, if it wasn't supposed to be an intimate relationship, it could be whatever. It doesn't matter. If you feel more comfortable with being, you know, more open and communicative with somebody that's the opposite, then it would be somebody that's the opposite. If you're more comfortable talking to somebody that's, you know, the same gender as you, then it's going to be the same gender, because they're not going to, you know, put your twin flame as somebody that you're not comfortable talking to, that you're not comfortable to be with. And just, you know, be friends with and talk to and not be open with. I mean, it's not gonna work. Can I stay with my twin flame forever? Yes, you can, actually. Very many people marry their twin flame. I've actually worked with very, very many people that have married their twin flame, because it, like I said earlier within the radio show, twin flames feel almost like your soulmate. Not all the time, but most of the time they feel like your soulmate. So, you know, you end up getting married to them, you end up wanting to be with them, and you end up not being with your soulmate. Is it a bad thing? Not really. It's not a bad thing. I mean, you want to be with your soulmate, but it's also okay to be with your twin flame, because the only thing is that it's going to make you feel like you always have that one little missing piece, that one part that, you know, that you're supposed to be having, but it's not there. But you'll still be extremely happy, and you'll still have a very beautiful life with your twin flame. The reason why we would end up saying to be with your soulmate instead of your twin flame is because that's who's sent here and to be with. I mean, there's a reason why it's called a soulmate, because it's the person that, you know, you're supposed to be with, the person that you're 100% in love with. I mean, you could be 100% in love with your twin flame and even just be friends with your soulmate. You don't have to always be married to your soulmate also. Whenever you talk about a twin flame, to be honest, we actually always talk about soulmates, because there's so much alike. There's so many things that, like, say that we're talking about, is your soulmate somebody that you always have to be with, like I just said? No. You don't always have to be with your soulmate. You can be friends with your soulmate. You could be with your twin flame instead, and then just know your soulmate, because the two are, I mean, of course, one of them you're supposed to be with. You don't have to, but you're supposed to be with one of the two. Because the energy from both of them is so positive and so good that they open up your heart chakra. They help you be your 100% self. Will I be happy if I heal the past twin flames? Of course you're going to be happy if you heal the past. Because, I mean, that's healing the past. Obviously, you're going to be happy. I mean, if you don't heal your past, you're going to always feel like all gloomy and like there's something stuck, like you're blocked. And if you're blocked, then you're not going to be able to be your 100% self. You're going to be blocked off from something within the past. And that's not that, you know, you can't be happy if you're not able to be who you need or want to be. Can I heal my karma so I don't have to repeat these relationships? 100% you can clear your karma. The way to clear your karma is to make for sure and see, okay, so first of all, what is the karma from the past? What is the problem? Once you end up figuring that out, then, you know, how is it exactly that I'm able to clear that specific situation and that karmic energy? Well, it depends on the situation, of course, but most of the time you have to go back into the past and figure out, okay, do I need to forgive or do I need to just let go, be like, okay, that's done. Is it something that I have done? Is it something that has happened to me? What is it exactly that that karmic energy is? And then start clearing it out, start focusing on getting rid of all of it. And I mean, it's harder to explain exactly what, how to get rid of the karmic energy because there's so many different situations. And
the Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires? The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate? If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Hi, we're back. So now let's talk about relationships. How exactly do you get into a relationship that you don't have to be like, okay, why does this person not like me? Does he like me or she? Does this person want to be with me? Does this person not want to be with me? Get rid of that fear. How do you get rid of the fear? Most of the time I say, take a deep breath. Go up to the person and just straight up say what you want to say. Be confident, be brave, and just be strong. If the person is not the right person, then they're going to be like, they're going to tell you, no, I don't like you. Or they'll say it in a nice way, or, you know, they'll just not talk to you. They'll ignore you. They'll be don't push yourself to be in a relationship that's not, you know, 100% like love or, you know, caring and nurturing. You know, you have to know what love is first before you get into a relationship. Also, that's the main thing. You have to love yourself and you have to know what love is. And what exactly is love? Love is something that someone, you know, it's caring about someone. It's unconditional. There's no end to it. There's no stop. You can't just be like, oh, I love you. Wait, I don't love you no more. I'm sorry. I didn't know what that was. I don't love you. But I used to. No, that's not love. That is obsession. What's the difference between love and obsession? How do you know the difference? Well, when you're talking about obsession, that's when you're like, oh my gosh, this person's like so good looking. This person is so cool. And then you start thinking about, okay, so what do you love about that person? Well, you see, I really like their eyes. I like their hair. No, but what do you love? You can't say, if you can't end up saying, I love their personality, I love the way that, you know, they make me feel, and it's just, I feel like the situation is caring, and there's no stop to it. There's nothing that I have to be afraid of. I feel safe. I feel confident. I feel like I'm never going to be hurt when I'm with this person. That's love. When you can't figure out what to say besides how much you're like thinking about the person, that's not, you know, good looks or some type of personality towards other people. You just like how the person's funny. You like because the person is either popular or something like that. That's not love. That's obsession. So really, truly think about what, if any of you guys are in a relationship right now. Think, what do I love about this person? What do I either like? Is there a possibility to love this person? When you're in the beginning of a relationship, of course you're not like, okay, I'm going to marry this person right away. No, I mean, I'm not saying that. But when you start off a relationship, you got to think. Am I going to want to be with this person for longer than just a couple days or maybe a week, a couple weeks, maybe a month? Is it going to end? When is it that I'm going to stop this relationship? You got to think, is there a possibility that I could have no end to this? Does this person like really care about me? Make a good friendship first. Don't just rush into it. Don't just be like, oh hey, I like you, okay, let's go out, let's start talking. Be like, okay, well, I really like you, but let's get to know each other, let's figure out what our differences are, let's figure out why we like each other. And then after you know all of that, then you could be like, maybe we can start moving things more forward and start getting into a relationship. And then once you start the relationship, start being more communicative, figure out how to make sure that person doesn't feel afraid. Make sure that person feels that you really care about them. And make sure that person shows you that you really care about them. It's not bad to show your insecurities to people that you really care about. If you don't care about the person, then sure, keep up your insecurities, keep up your walls, but don't be 100% like uncommunicative. Tell people that, you feel like that person's treating you wrong. Make sure that person is being nice to you, but don't be 100%. Well, I'm not saying don't be, but you don't have to be 100% like, okay, so this is like my worst fear and this is what I'm extremely scared about. And when I was a child, these are all my problems and this is everything that has ever went wrong in my life. You don't have to be like that. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, within a relationship, and you really love that person, you care about them, within time, you should be talking about that. You should be open, but not with everyone. I mean, because people these days take advantage of that, and you don't want to be hurt from people knowing everything about you, from every little fear. It leaves you open for negative people to knock you down, but also don't be closed off from everyone at the same time. Make sure that you are open to a point. You're open but safe with what you say. Don't always keep your safety up. I mean, when you're in a relationship, you gotta, you know, be like, take your guard down and pretty much hand in the key to yourself, to your heart. And when they try to be closed off, make for sure and let them feel like you're here for them. You're going to make for sure and do everything you can to make them feel comfortable. So then they can open up to you and you can have a beautiful relationship and have nothing go wrong. I mean, not exactly nothing, because within every relationship, no matter what, there's ups and downs. It does not matter. If you have a little argument, okay, why is it that I didn't have food today? Well, you know, there wasn't enough food in the house, so I couldn't make it. Little things. You learn from it, you grow stronger. You can't be like, oh my God, we just got into an argument. I think I'm going to leave this person. No. You don't do that. I mean, if it's like somebody whipping you, yeah, you leave. But if it's a little tiny argument and you guys can, you know, figure it out how to settle down and be good again, you learn, you grow stronger. That's what relationships are about, learning things. Oh, there's another commercial, and I'll be back right after this.
Your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi. So we were talking about relationships. What is it that you want in a relationship? Do you want an intimate, like, do you want somebody to make you feel safe? Do you want somebody to just, like, be a pretty face? Well, obviously, you're going to want to say, most people are going to want to say both. Okay. They're going to be like, well, I want somebody that's good looking. I want somebody that's also, like, really good to me and really caring and nurturing and all of that. But can you always have both? No. I mean, you'll still be in love with the person, but even if they're not, like, good looking, it doesn't matter. I mean, love isn't about looks. Love is about who the person is. Okay? If we were all blind in this world, do you really think that there'd be so much negativity? No. Not really. There would be a lot less, to be honest. The earth would probably actually be a little bit more pretty because there wouldn't be so much disruption. But if everybody was blind, seriously, everybody would be so much more better because there's so many people that are into looks. They're like, oh, no, this person's not good looking, so I'm not going to talk to that person because that would never work out. We don't go good together because I'm too good looking. Or somebody could be like, well, I'm not good looking enough for this person, and I really don't think that it's going to work out because we don't really go good together. That person's too good looking for me. So you end up getting afraid. It's either overconfident or underconfident. But you got to be right in between. Not be like, oh, hey, you, let's go out. Okay, I'm 100%, don't worry about it. You know you want to talk to me. No, don't be like that. Be like, you know, do you want to go out? Do you want to, like, get into a relationship? Do you want to see where this goes? You know, go friendly. Be nice. Make sure that the person feels good about themselves, not only about you. You know, everything isn't about yourself, even though, you know, you do have to have self-love. Not too much. But I mean, there's no such thing as too much self-love or too much love, but too much confidence, yeah, there's such thing. I've seen it. People with too much self-confidence can get a little, what's the word? Too ahead of themselves. They can be like, put themselves over everybody else in the world. They're like, oh, I'm so great. You people, like, you people are just not up to me. You people can't even look at me because I'm, like, too amazing. No. Don't be like that. That's, like, the worst thing that you can do is be overconfident and too into yourself. Because when you're too into yourself, then the other person either gets annoyed and aggravated, or they start feeling less about themselves. You don't want the person that you want to end up being in love with and into a relationship with, you know, underconfident. You want them to feel as confident as you feel within the relationship. They want it to be equal. You don't want it to be uneven, because if it's uneven, then one of you guys obviously is going to fall within the time. You're going to fall down and not want to get up. And you don't want to do that to someone else, and you don't want to do that to yourself. So, you know, you got to make for sure and have confidence, not too much, not too little, you know. See how the person is. If it's somebody that's confident within themselves, then, you know, you got to walk up to them and be like, I'm confident too. I feel amazing about myself. And I really like you. Let's get to know each other. And then see where it goes from there. See how the person is. See how they act. What's their reaction towards your reactions? When you just get out of a relationship, though, and somebody is trying to walk up to you, and it's somebody that you really like, but you're still really depressed and not feeling good from your last relationship, so you're kind of scared to get into that, just straight up tell them, I just got out of a relationship. I don't really feel too comfortable about, you know, talking to someone right now. I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to be friends. Let's take it slow. If anything, then we'll take it from there. You know, we'll end up seeing if anything happens. But right now, I just want to be, you know, let myself be happy within myself. Let myself learn self-love before loving someone. And that is the best thing to do, is learn how to self-love. How do you love yourself if you're not confident about yourself? That is a question. Well, first of all, I mean, no matter who you are, there's always something to love about yourself. Doesn't matter if you're a really mean person or if you're not very good looking. Like I said earlier, it does not matter about looks. Looks is just something that people talk about and like to make you feel bad about or make you feel happy. It doesn't matter. Everybody's beautiful. We are all beautiful in the inside and on our own, in our own way, no matter who you are. I mean, personally, I don't think that I'm the most beautiful person in the world, but, you know, I don't care. I don't care about how I look. I don't care about all these people. Like, when somebody says, oh, you're ugly, I'm like, okay. God bless you. Thank you. I don't care. But I still feel confident in myself. I still feel like I can be myself with people. I can be silly. I can be weird. It doesn't matter. I just be myself with people. And I feel safe about it because I love myself. I have self-love. And that's what I'm saying all of you people, all you guys need to be doing is have self-love about yourself. Don't let others get you down. That's just negativity trying to ruin you. It's not actual things that you need to be caring about. What you need to care about is how you feel. What makes you happy? And after you figure that out, you can figure out how you can get to where you need to be. How can you be with, you know, how can you be yourself? How can you be who you need to be in either the future, now, or who you needed to be within the past, so then you can fix it and be who you need to be now. You know, there's all these different things. And, I mean, if you ever feel like you can't figure out how to get that self-confidence or self-love, do a small meditation and ask your guardian angels. Because your guardian angels are always there. they love you. Your guardian angels will always love you, no matter what. Just like how there's always people saying, you know, your mother's always going to love you, or your father, or, I mean, God, of course, always loves you. And, you know, you have to have that self-love too, though. There's people out there that love you. So find the love. Oh, it's towards the end. I hope you enjoyed the show, or, you know, radio show. And give a call if you were interested in ever talking about this, with the subject or anything else about guardian angels or any of that. Thank you. Call 916-930-0781.